I'm clearly not in the studio this week. In fact, I'm in Vegas at HIMSS, the largest healthcare tech conference. We had around 20,000 people here live in the city and thousands more online. This was the largest post-pandemic business conference focused on digital transformation. This was also the first time so many businesses came together to share how they dealt with the crisis, what they learned from it, and what technologies helped them succeed. More importantly, what they will do different going forward. While the primary topic was healthcare, there were great insights that any industry can use. So I thought I'd share a few that stood out for me. What made this conference special for me was this. For the first time, thousands of businesses came together and compared their pandemic learnings and post-crisis plans. During the pandemic, every business hunkered down and figured out ways to keep their operations running, serve their customers, come up with new ways of doing things when the old ways stopped working. This week, companies were learning from each other, basically crowdsourcing their digital future. And that was cool. There were obviously a lot of healthcare industry-specific topics covered, like expanding telehealth or the emergence of AI in all areas of patient care, the security of digital patient records, blockchain in healthcare, and so on. For the purpose of this channel, though, I gathered a few generic themes that apply in any industry or any digital effort. There were a number of discussions that kept coming up in dozens of meetings and conversations. So here's a few. Number one, digital speed and scale. We talk a lot about the importance of speed in this channel. This came up a lot this week. Healthcare is a very risk-averse industry when it comes to innovation, and rightfully so, when lives are at stake. But even healthcare experienced the massive acceleration of digital programs in the crisis, and businesses realized that it actually helped with patient outcomes and profitability. Many got excited about the power and the impact of moving transformations so much faster. The question is now this. Can companies and industries retain their newfound velocity? Is the new model of rapid decision-making and risk-taking sustainable? How much better could healthcare be if we could keep moving at this new speed? How much better could any industry be if we trusted our new technologies and our IT teams to deliver? The second theme that came up is augmenting the workforce with AI and automation. In healthcare, there's a big concern about burnout in the ranks of doctors, nurses, and support staff. The pandemic amplified these issues, and this is true in many industries. Remote work blurred the line between work and family, and many in the conference reported excessive work hours. There were many discussions about deploying digital innovation like AI and automation, machine learning, to maximize the time spent on job number one, patient care or customer care. But isn't that true for any industry? Any time away from customers is potentially revenue lost or lowered customer satisfaction. Shouldn't we all be maximizing customer-facing time and automate the rest? All the competition is now moving to the customer touchpoints, and digital experience is one of those interactions. Patients and customers expect more than just interaction on multiple digital channels like chat and video. That is now table stakes. They not only want their needs met, they want those needs anticipated. Topic number three, cybersecurity. Any patient and customer experience moves more digital. There is increased frequency of data breaches and disruptions due to ransomware. Healthcare privacy is highly regulated, but the discussions went even beyond that. How can digital technologies help us strike the right balance between two key forces? On one hand, storing as much data as we can to feed AI and machine learning algorithms to identify patterns for everything from diagnosing disease to anticipating customer needs, addressing supply chain disruptions. For that, the more data, the better. On the other hand, there were arguments about storing the minimal amount of data, personal data, needed to perform business transactions to minimize data breaches. Clearly, these two forces are in conflict, and a variety of technologies were introduced to mitigate them. Topic number four, interoperability. Speaking of multitude of technologies, the healthcare industry, and and beyond is plagued with multitude of digital technologies that simply do not talk to each other. As a digital innovation accelerates, it often creates silos of systems that do not work well together. There were discussions of common standards, better connectivity, and more automation to ensure data flow seamlessly between all parts of the business. Interoperability may be the biggest tech problem in healthcare and definitely a big issue for many industries. It can significantly slow down or halt digital innovation. And the last big topic was anticipating disruption. Many executives asked the question, how can we make sure the next crisis doesn't catch us off guard? Can AI help us anticipate patterns of disruption? How can we make sure that our business processes can be changed on the fly? Can we reconfigure our workforce so remote and hybrid and on-site work is equally efficient? As you can tell, anticipating the future presented more questions than answers, but it's a big step forward, especially for a risk-averse industry like healthcare that actually learned to live with higher risk levels and to trust that when in a crisis mode, digital tools can not only save the business, but help it to get ahead. Talk soon.